Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
And playing this morning, Antoinette, good morning.
Good morning.
From Fairfield, you're an ultrasound technician in the Air Force?
Aww. I sure am.
Wow.
That's sweet.
It's a great job.
Thank you.
Biggest highlight of your job so far?
I just found out that I got promoted to E7, which is a master sergeant.
So. Oh, very good.
Congratulations.
Well, that's cool.
Thank you.
All right, Antoinette, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. Will you go ahead and kick her out of the studio for us, please?
Katie, if you would please depart the studio.
You got it.
If you get more questions right, you win. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. The jackpot is $60. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Gavin, are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Question one. Singer Lizzo said in a recent interview that she would love to be on the next season of The Bachelorette with some taped X-rated stipulations that we cannot announce on the radio. She said, quote, kids got to learn someday. Who is the host of both The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
Oh, my mom is going to kill me. What is his name?
3 seconds.
I don't know.
Three, two, one.
Chris Hansen.
All right, question two. A petition is going around to move Halloween from October 31st to the final Saturday in October has now received 100,000 signatures.
Stupid.
To change the date, Congress would have to make it a government-regulated holiday first, which it is currently not. The next holiday after Halloween is Veterans Day. What day does that fall on every year?
I should be fired. I don't know. Okay.
Question three. On this day in 2000, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston got married in Malibu. They were divorced in 2005. Brad Pitt ended up getting married again in 2014. To whom?
Brad Pitt got married again in 2014?
3 seconds. Three.
Who did he get married to?
Two. One.
Buzzard. I don't know.
Okay.
I suck.
Question four. Young fans of Stranger Things are confused by the scenes of Jonathan developing photos in what they are calling a red room, but it's actually a dark room. Obviously, without knowing how to develop film, they're a little confused. What is the standard size film used in photography cameras?
3x5. Don't know.
Okay.
And question five, the biggest property theft in history happened in 1990 when two men dressed as cops stole $500 million in art from a museum in Boston. Let's say you stole five paintings valued at $35 million, $45 million, $120 million, $140 million, and $310 million. What is the total value of the art you stole?
Can you say it again?
Sure. $35 million, $45 million, $120 million, $140 million, and $310 million.
$650 million.
Katie!
If you want a behind the scenes of Are You Smarter Than Katie, we're doing it right now. If it's a little wobbly, it's because intern Kevin is our cameraman today.
He's got the shakes.
You can give us a follow at End1065. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. Singer Lizzo said in a recent interview that she would love to be on the next season of The Bachelorette with some videotaped X-rated stipulations that we cannot announce on the radio.
Okay.
She said kids are going to learn someday. Who is the host of both The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
Chris.
3 seconds.
Harrison?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. Who's Chris Hansen?
He did To Catch a Predator.
To Catch a Predator.
Right.
Right. Yep. Different, very different shows.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Question two. A petition is going around to move Halloween from October 31st to the final Saturday in October. It has now received 100,000 signatures. To change the date, Congress would have to make it a government-regulated holiday first, which it is currently not. The next holiday after Halloween is Veterans Day. What day does that fall on every year?
It falls on the same day every year?
It does.
I didn't know that either.
The first Monday of November.
November 11th.
Hmm.
And it changes every year, obviously, depending on what day of the week it falls on November 11th.
Oh, but then is it just observed on a Monday?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think we get off for it.
Well, the state workers do and stuff, don't they?
State workers do, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Question three. On this day in 2000, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston got married in Malibu.
Oh, R.I.P.
They were divorced in 2005. Brad Pitt ended up getting married again in 2014. To whom?
Angelina Jolie.
That is correct.
Did you not get that?
No.
Come on.
I thought he said he was married to Angelina Jolie and then he got divorced.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. Question four. Young fans of Stranger Things are confused by the scenes of Jonathan developing photos in what they've been calling a red room, but it's actually a dark room. Obviously, without knowing how to develop film, they're a little confused. What is the standard size film used in photography cameras?
35 millimeter.
Correct.
That's really funny that, like, they have no idea what those rooms are.
Yeah.
Don't they have, like, a photography class in most...
I mean, it's all digital now.
No, yeah. But Emma's class, I think, does.
Really?
I think.
And question five. The biggest property theft in history happened in 1990 when two men dressed as cops stole $500 million in art from a museum in Boston. Let's say you stole five paintings.
Okay.
Valued at $35 million, $45 million... $120 million, $140 million, and $310 million. What is the total value of the art you stole?
Okay, hold on. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 3, 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, 6, $650 million.
You got it.
Wow. You're getting better at math.
Not really.
Well, that was just addition.
Rain, don't dim her sparkle.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, that means today's final score, Antoinette 1, Katie 4. Katie with the win today.
Feels good.
Good job, Katie.
We'll add $20 to the jackpot. Tomorrow we'll play for $80. Her record stands 265 wins and 52 losses. Antoinette, I am sorry, but thank you so much for everything you do in the Air Force. Congratulations on your promotion.
Congratulations.
And go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am definitely not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.